right.
Well, hello, everyone. Of course, I am Roy Williams. They call me the Guru of Good Health, the Superintendent of Supplementation. Of course, I've been doing this for about 30 years, studying nutrition and teaching people how to support every system, every organ, every part of their body through proper nutrition. You know, you can't get away from it. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, glyconutrients, proteins. These are the building blocks of life. You know, the body is made up of trillions and trillions of cells. And when the cells are healthy, then guess what? You create healthy organs. When the organs are healthy, you create healthy systems. And when the systems are healthy and balanced in the human body, you got good health. But one of the keys that is often left out in the nutritional field, and we're going to tag that real hard today, is because I've got a guest today. Bert Golding is with me again. Y'all have heard him on here before. And I do want to say I thank all of you for listening and sharing this information to other people. It's not hardly a day goes by now that somebody's not calling me because they started listening because somebody told them about this radio show. And I had a fella telling me this morning, he says, I can't believe that there's finally somebody on the radio willing to say what you're saying about the coronavirus. I said, well, so, you know, the truth is the truth, and they may get me one day for telling the truth, but I'm going to tell the truth. And the truth is, folks, you can take all the vitamins, all the minerals, you can take all the things that you're supposed to take. You can eat higher quality of food, as higher quality as you can find in the United States. But one thing that has got to be tagged over and over again is the importance of pH balancing the human body. And I just don't know anybody that's more qualified to talk about it than Bert Golding. Bert, so good to have you on the radio show today.
Thanks, you're right. This is great to be here.
Well, I always love talking to you because you bring an interesting point, and I love the fact that the cell power is one of the easiest, most effective, almost 100% sure ways to get the pH right in the human body. And how many years you've been involved with cell power now?
Cell power was discovered in 1949, so this is the 71st anniversary of the product.
Wow, and you ain't that old.
I'm not that old, so I've been involved with it over the past 20 years.
Wow.
And for 15 of that, I've been working as a clinical nutritionist, and I've seen some the great support that this liquid dietary supplement adds to people. And there is a pH balancing protocol that if you follow the three steps, that 99.99% of the people will get pH balanced within 4 to 10 weeks if they follow this protocol. It's a simple protocol for allowing your body to do its own pH balancing and to give it all the support it needs.
It really is simple. And, you know, Bert, it's everybody needs to be drinking more water anyway. And what I love about this product is it's just a matter of putting the drops in the water and sipping on water all day long. I mean, that's what I do. That's what I encourage other people to do. And I've seen so many people, especially since you came here and gave that talk to a group of people here in Athens, Alabama, at our store a couple of years ago. And we've seen it. They're bringing us proof using the pH test strips and showing that they've brought their pH levels up. A couple of people come to mind in particular. One's a diabetic. The other one has had cancer. And I'm telling you, as soon as they got their pH up there where it's supposed to be, the body balanced itself. Now, understand, folks, as we go into this today, we are not doctors. We are not diagnosing. The products we talk about and the ideas we talk about are not designed to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any disease. We don't want to be no part of that medical stuff. That's not what we do. Bert, I think you'll agree, we're here to support the health of the human body naturally, to bring it into homeostasis, which is balance, which is what pH balancing is all about. And we believe with all our hearts that God himself designed the human body with the ability to heal, and we believe that it will once you get that homeostasis, once you get that balance. So, Bert, we'll get into how they should take it, but let's talk about You know, what are some of the biggest benefits? And let's tag the coronavirus here, or any virus as far as that goes. And how important is pH balancing to overcoming any virus in the human body?
Well, let's start even before that, Roy, is that there have been several of the big news networks that over the past month have been talking about on television about the how important pH balancing is right now. And the fact of the matter is that when your body has all of the clear fluids inside of you is in the acidic range, if you do a fasting saliva test and you are below 7, that means that all of the clear fluids that make up over half your body weight is acidic. That means that the overall electromagnetic attraction of your body is such that it will pull microbes in the air towards you. So what that means is that if you have acidity in your body and somebody sneezes 200 feet away from you, whatever is in the air is going to be drawn towards your body if you're in the acidic range. And if you're slightly alkaline, if you're in the healing range, it doesn't magnetically pull it. You're not attracting it. Does that make sense?
Sure it does. I mean, it's almost like a magnet then.
Yeah, it is like a magnet, and that's what happens is that with the with everything that is in the acidic range has a positive electromagnetic charge. Everything that's in the alkaline range has a negative electromagnetic charge. So it turns out that like charges repel and opposite charges attract, and so you're going to be drawing things towards you if you have the wrong electromagnetic overall value to your body. So, I mean, getting pH balanced is really important because the immune system works better when you're pH balanced, as every other system in the body does. We were meant to be, I mean, to be balanced, that means that you have a part of your body that's supposed to be acidic in a healthy stage. That includes the skin, the tongue, all of the organs like the skin, all of the muscles like the tongue and all of the muscles in your arms, your legs, your entire body are made up of proteins, and proteins are made up of amino acids. That means they're supposed to be acidic, right? You'd have to get all the protein out of that part of your body for it not to be acidic. All of the clear fluids, which lubricate the inside and outside of all the cells, so we're not talking about blood, but the clear fluids like lymphatic fluid and spinal fluid and cerebral fluid and the fluid around the heart while it's beating, the normal fluid that's supposed to be around the heart there in the pericardium, the synovial fluid in all the joints, the fluid that fills up the inside of your eyeballs, you know, they're not filled with blood, they're filled with clear fluid. So all of those clear fluids need to be slightly alkaline, and that's what creates the balance between the organs and muscles that need to be acidic and the rest of all the clear fluids inside and outside of your cells that need to be alkaline. So you create that balance. With that, the immune system can work really great. And one of the things that Cell Power is good about doing is as it gets that electrical energy into your water and into your body, the Cell Power then adds enough electricity so that your body can divide up water molecules, the H2O, more efficiently and to do it more easily. And out of the H2O, you have two hydrogen ions, which are the ammunition for your immune system, and you have one oxygen ion that when two water molecules split like that, it creates a stabilized O2 oxygen molecule, which is breathable. So right now, everybody in the world is wanting to take the stress off their lungs. So having more available oxygen that didn't have to be breathed in through your lungs and didn't have to come through your skin, it's just forming from the body splitting these water molecules. So the more oxygen you have available, the less stress on the lungs, the less stress on the skin.
And the more normal your pH in that 7.2, 7.3 range, the more oxygen you're getting to every cell in your body then.
Oh, yeah, and you can feel it. I mean, and it's measurable. I mean, it's measurable on a pulse oximeter. One of the doctors was on one of the big news channels. He had gone to New York to help out with because they needed more doctors. And he got in there and he held up a little pulse oximeter, a fingertip thing that you put on to measure your oxygen getting to the extremities and measuring your pulse. And he basically said, everybody should have one of these right now. He says, this is like a matter of survival, considering the battle that we're all waging against, viruses, is that you should have a pulse oximeter right there in your home to be able to see how you're doing. And it's a measurable thing. When you put cell power drops into your drinking water and you have that liquid dietary supplement with your water and you're sipping on it all day, like you said, Roy, what you'll be able to see is that within 5 minutes, the oxygen getting to extremities on your little oximeter is visible. The only time it doesn't increase is if you're already dehydrated. So you started out the program today talking about how important it is to get extra water. And it's true. If you're dehydrated, then the body will not be able to get oxygen to all the cells as easily as if you have plenty of hydration, plenty of good water.
Well, that's good to know. And, you know, so many people today are dehydrated, though, because they drink soft drinks, which are acidic. They drink coffee, which is acidic. Yep. I tell people often that, you know, if you're acidic, you're driving oxygen away from all the cells of your body. If you're alkaline, you're pulling oxygen into the cells of your body. And then I tell them we are oxygen critters. And if you don't believe that we're oxygen critters, hold your breath for 4 minutes. You'll figure it out.
So. Yeah, we really do. Again, to be in balance, there's hydration balance, there's pH balance. After that, a person wants to work on mineral balance and hormonal balance and energy balance. But, you know, Cell Power and Super Silica as two liquid dietary supplements both help with the energy balancing. It helps raise the electrical potential that's available at the cell membrane of every cell of the body. So these are just easy things that a person can do to just kind of support a healthy body and help a body that's out of balance get balanced. So it's I've heard more people getting back and doing the right things now than ever. And I'm sure you've heard this, Roy, too.
Sure.
We'll have people from across the country that'll call us up at our offices and they'll say, you know, I went to the cupboard and I saw this Cell Power or I saw this Super Silica and I thought, you know, I used to take this every day. I wonder why I haven't. And they'll go, I can't even remember why I stopped. But, you know, they said, I'm starting right now. And I think that's the good thing that's going to come out of this this crisis, this health scare, is that people are starting to think, you know, I should really take care of myself. I can't just go along eating junk food and sitting around when I know I should at least be walking or stretching or you know, just do something to contribute to your own health. And well, don't think that somebody else is going to come along and do the healthy things for you.
It won't work that way. I mean, you know, folks, let me just let's do a quick rundown of, number one, why it's so important with these viruses. And I got word yesterday, I do not have definite 100% proof of this. However, I'm leaning in this direction. That the coronavirus is man-made. It is a chemical. It is not a virus like any we've ever had before. As a matter of fact, Hongjae, H-O-N-J-U, is a Nobel Prize winner of medicine in Japan, and he says, I'm telling all of you right now, this did not come from bats. This did not come from animals. This is a man-made bioweapon that they're using, that China's using on the whole world. Now, of course, China's trying to stop it. He says, let me tell y'all what's happened to me. Now, you'll find this interesting, Bert. This doctor said, he said, I had worked in Wuhan, China. He said, we're in that very lab where this whole thing started. He said, I have met 13 doctors there that were good friends of mine. He says, I've been in touch with them for years. He said, in the last 90 days, I cannot reach any of them by phone. It's like their phones have been turned off. He says, today I found out that they're all dead. Now, folks, there's a cover-up here. But whether this virus is natural or whether it's man-made, chemically structured, altered, whatever you want to call it. Here's what I do want you to understand. 96% of the people, according to Fox News, day before yesterday, 96% of the people who are hospitalized and getting really sick or even dying from the coronavirus, listen to this, y'all, they have at least one disorder that's considered ongoing. In other words, they're on medications for at least one. He said the majority of them have more than one chronic disorder. That's the word I was looking for, is chronic. That means they're having to take medication for it every day of their lives. So the doctor that was telling this, she says, here's my point. America, you got to get healthy. And she said, following what the medical profession's telling us to do, we're not healthy. We are dependent on drugs. And she said, if you're dependent on drugs, you're in danger of this virus. So let's talk about, Bert, like acidosis. The best thing would be cell power. Okay?
Yes, and then once you get pH balanced, lifestyle changes, like you said, avoiding the seven most acid-forming substances.
Go over those.
Yeah, there are good acids in your body, just like we talked about how your muscles and organs are made of amino acids. There are good acids in your body, and there are bad ones. But, you know, if you're putting any acids in your body that are not supposed to be there and that the body can't handle, then you end up in this acidosis that you're talking about.
Right.
You know, so it's important that people test correctly. And the more people I talk to now this year are now learning to test their saliva, doing a fasting saliva test, meaning it's been at least 3 hours since they've had any food or beverage. Easiest way to do that is when you first wake up in the morning, before you brush your teeth, before you eat or drink anything, is to salivate in your mouth, drool that into a little plastic picnic spoon, go ahead and take a real laboratory-grade test strip, not a roll of litmus paper, but the test strip, put it in that saliva, move it back and forth for about 20 seconds, and then take the reading and write it down. Right then at that moment, record it. There's just something funny that you may take your reading, and whether it's in the healing range of 7.1 to 7.5 or whether it's out of that range, a person thinks, oh yeah, I'll write it down later. And you're not going to be able to remember it accurately later. So you write it down, you test yourself, and more people are doing the saliva test and not trying to do the urine test because that doesn't tell you very much.
Right.
A urine pH test just is not very informative at all.
And you do this test once a week, folks. Don't do it more often than that. You drive yourself crazy.
Yep.
Once a week. Yep. And you can see slow incremental changes each week after about the fourth week all the way to the tenth week. You can be pH balanced. And what does that mean? You are now no longer susceptible to the diseases, any disease. I mean, Bert, you've seen cancers go in remission once people hit that the pH balance point, right?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to see that happen. I mean, the oncologists, I work with doctors' patients. I'm not a doctor, but they'll send it over to get clinical nutritional work. And when they go back and talk to their oncologist, they're saying, this is just amazing that all of the cancer, your whole body is in remission. And kind of like, how do you do that? And when they go and show them that they're pH balanced, the doctor's going, he may not understand that part, but he can tell them, yes, I'm verifying that, yes, the cancer cells are still there, but they're kind of locked down. And as long as you don't go back into the acid range, they stay locked down until your immune system can eventually take care of the problem. You know, it's just, again, give your immune system a fighting chance by being pH balanced.
And what about heart disease?
I don't know, but we do know this. Over 90% of all disease that's ever been cataloged or given a name, you know, that is even called an illness or disease, over 90% of it is pH balance related. It's related to acidity in the body or being out of that range.
Right.
Now, the other 10% is not. I mean, what they've discovered is that Alzheimer's is not something that will necessarily clear up when you become pH balanced, because that requires mineral balance in the body. but there are a lot of things that are directly related to pH balance, and you've named a lot of them, fibromyalgia and most types of arthritis and diabetes, both type 2 and type 1, even gestational diabetes, all of these things that are chronic problems that the body tends to get when you're not pH balanced.
Well, included in that, y'all, is bacterial and viral infections. I've got a sheet that Positive Power Nutrition sends me, and I'll be glad to give anybody one that comes by, plus a CD that explains what Bert and I are talking about. And it's free, folks. All you gotta do is come get the CD, come get the printout. I mean, it's got atherosclerosis listed on here, which is high blood pressure. In that case, the Supercilica may be a better choice, right, Bert?
Well, yeah, again, it's whatever your body needs to get balanced, whatever you're missing. And so when you get pH balanced, your body just does all kinds of things. It's not anything that the supplements do. And I'll have people that call up and say, well, what's the connection between cell power and diabetes? And I say, well, there is no direct connection. All I can tell you is that if your body is out of pH balance, and if it can't get enough oxygenation going and all the other things that happen when it just can't divide the water molecules as efficiently without having the right supplement. But if it is, if your body is out of pH balance, then you have certain organs that just aren't functioning correctly. And it doesn't take that much. And, you do need to do your health program consistently, 7 days a week. People are discovering that. You can't just do it a couple of days a week and then expect to see your body get better. But your body is going to get better from the sunshine that you're getting and the good sleep before midnight that you get, not staying up late, from good clean water that you're drinking, and from good supplements, like taking your vitamin D and your vitamin C and making sure that you've got cell power in your water or Supercilica, just things that will support the body. Yes, all these other things clear up, but I'm just a little hesitant when I have people call me up and say, oh, my supplement did this and it got rid of this disease. And I'm saying, yeah, there's some kind of a connection there, but it's not that direct relationship that you're thinking. You just want your body to be functioning the best that it can function.
Well, like I said, you know, when the body is balanced, when it's got the proper nutrients, when you're doing the things as nature intended them to be, the body has a built-in ability to heal itself. Folks, you don't have to be diseased.
And like you said, that's a blessing from God that He designed and created our bodies to be self-healing, provided that we don't do things to mess it up. I mean, you can't be drinking, 10 cups of coffee a day and then expect that somehow your body is going to be in balance. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, no, and Burke, I get tickled. People come in and they want to lose weight, let's say. And I go over a protocol with them. Eat less, eat slower, eat higher quality foods, leave out some sugars, reduce your calories, and get more exercise and keep a positive attitude, reduce your stress levels. And it just amazes me how many of them will look at me and say, don't you just have a pill intake? Folks, listen to me.
I know. It takes effort to stay alive. And somehow, in our modern times, a lot of people, maybe everybody, maybe that gets into my brain sometimes too. Sometimes we just think that we're going to be healthy with making no effort at all. And again, it doesn't work that way.
We got about 3 minutes left, Bert. So let me say this, folks. I teach people all the time, I believe the most important supplement in my practice, this is true, in history of the human body, is I believe you should take MSM plus C. But now that's a personal belief, and I've seen it change so many people's lives. But I'm going to tell y'all this right now. Just as important, if maybe even more important, is we are beginning more and more to focus on pH balancing first. And that's as simple as getting these drops called Cell Power. Tell them how to use them right quick, Bert.
Yeah, the instructions and directions are right on the bottle that with the new bottles of Cell Power will say a serving is 4 drops. And that you put that in 16 ounces or more of purified or distilled drinking water. So the cleanest water you can find, whatever that happens to be, put it in there, 4 drops in 16 ounces or more, and you can do that. Adults can do that up to 6 times a day. And it's an amazing thing. I mean, I make sure that I get my cell power in every day, 7 days a week without fail. I make sure that I get my MSM plus C capsules in ever since I met you, Roy. I get that in every day. I take morning and evening. I take those capsules.
I'm with you on both those.
I'm just saying, I feel great. I'm healthy. It doesn't mean that I don't have to do anything. I still have to work on my health, but it works. It absolutely works. You take care of your body. You do the right things. You're going to feel the difference.
Now, if you mix cell power with, let's say you got an energy drink, is it going to be as effective?
No, almost not at all.
That's right.
It needs to be in water, because to activate the cell power drops, it takes hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing else should be in it. It just needs to be H2O. And when that activates that supplement, it is an amazing thing. And like I say, it's got a history of 71 years of helping people. Millions and millions of people have figured this out.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on, Bert. We think so much alike. We've got a lot of the same training behind us, and you explain it so well. I just can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on the show with me.
You have a great radio show, Roy. You really do. I thank you for inviting me.
Folks, if you want to hear this again, it's as simple as going to www.nhc19.podbean.com. That's our podcast. That's nhc19.podbean.com. Or you can call us at 800-745-4408. Thank all of you for listening and sharing this radio show with other people. Until next time, may God bless all of you with abundant health.